glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord.
We ought to make much of Calvary tonight. Let's turn to number 200. Praise God. Grace greater than our sin. Do you realize that God's grace is greater than all your sin? King David prayed, Lord, have mercy upon me according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. He knew that God's forgiveness and God's grace and God's mercy was much greater than any amount of sin or any depth of sin that he had fallen into. And so he came to the Lord with that confidence. Lord, your grace is abundant and your mercy is unfailing. Praise God. And we want to thank him for that tonight, and we want to avail ourselves of all the mercy and grace that Jesus has opened for us on Calvary. Number 200, let's sing. Apostle Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I don't complicate it. It's a free gift. I can be forgiven. I can be cleansed for the asking. And here this last verse said, will you this moment his grace receive? Don't have to put that off. Don't have to earn it. Don't have to be good enough. You just have to acknowledge, oh Lord, I need you. I need your cleansing. I need your forgiveness. I need a refreshing in my soul. And Lord, I reach out to you and thank you that you have provided all that for me in Jesus Christ. Praise God. As I was thinking about communion tonight, I was reading in 1 Corinthians 11 where the Apostle Paul speaks of the communion service. And he says, we ought to examine ourselves. But then he says, after you examine yourself, then you should partake. Don't examine yourself and then say, oh, I'm not worthy. Oh, I failed. I can't have communion tonight. I've got to let it pass me by. Maybe next time I'll have done better. No, that's not what Paul says. He says, look into your heart. And if the Holy Spirit puts his finger on something in your life that needs to come under the blood and come under the grace of God, make it right with him right then and there. Right that moment, receive his grace. And now you're ready to partake of communion and to open your heart to the benefits of Calvary. Praise God. And sometimes as minister, I've seen people over the years, I notice they pass, let the communion plate pass them by. And I wonder why they do that. They're missing out. God is offering grace to them. And God doesn't want you to let the plate pass you by, but he wants you to make things right by faith in Jesus and then receive the help that he has for his blood-bought children. I trust every one of us has been bought by the precious blood of Christ, that we're here tonight, we know we belong to him, and we know that his blood has washed away our sins, and that his blood is working to cleanse us more deeply all the time. Praise God. And so, let's do that tonight. God has help for us. God has strength for us. And so, as we remember Calvary, and as we remember the Lord Jesus, praise God, God will pour his grace into our hearts. Let's sing that one more time, that chorus. Praise God.
Grace, grace.
let's thank him for his marvelous grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing that also. That's number 23. And as we sing, maybe you'll find yourself in this song. I always do. Not always in the same verse, but I find myself. Sometimes I'm weak, and I find that Jesus has strengthened me in my weakness, and I have to praise him for it. Sometimes I need help in sorrow, and I find that he's been such a comfort to me. And I praise him for it. Sometimes I'm lost and I need a guide. I need a keeper. But I found that Jesus is that to me. And so, as I sing this song, so many memories come back to me as to how and when the Lord helped me in these different ways. And maybe you sing the song like that too. And as we sing, maybe there are some testimonies we want to glorify the Lord. We want to magnify his goodness, his grace, his mercy in our lives. Praise God. And if, as we sing this song, if there's a thought that comes to you that would honor the Lord Jesus, that he puts in your heart, between any verse, feel free to stand up. I'll be watching. And don't be afraid. Praise God. Okay, so let's sing that first verse of number 23. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus.
Sing that also. It's number 370, I think. 470. Something 70. Let's see. Maybe I'm not even close. There it is. 470. Praise God. Let's sing that first verse again. Hallelujah. Thank you for those testimonies. That was a blessing. You know, if you do what God wants you to do in the meeting, it blesses the meeting. And we want God to have His way in all of our gatherings. And if He tugs upon your heart, it's important that you do what God shows you to do. As a minister, I try not to make suggestions unless I feel that the Lord is in that. And you know me, I can talk for 2 hours straight, and I don't need any testimonies. But I try not to. I'd rather hear you also. So, again, let's be free in God's presence, not to talk for the sake of talking. But if God really tugs on your heart, you want to respond, and it'll be a blessing to you and to the whole meeting. Praise God. 470, let's sing.
Of Jesus' love I'm singing, I praise Him every day. He is my all and all. Like
Hallelujah. Did he get the praise he deserves yet tonight? Hallelujah. Can we praise him a little bit more? Put more of our heart into it? Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet and let's open up to the Lord. Oh, God has so much he wants to pour in, but he's looking for open hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I'm so grateful that I came to camp. back in 1976, I believe. I came to a men's retreat, and I was saved, but I wasn't really on fire for God. I wasn't really living the life. I still had the world in me, but I had given my heart to the Lord. Sometimes God works gradually, but thank God he works. And then I came back to 1977. That's where my heart got changed. So I'm glad that this young man stood up and said those things. You know what? We have to find God in a deeper way. It's not just going to church and finding him and hearing the preacher. It's finding him on your own. And you're going to have to pay a little price for that. It doesn't just come because you want it. You got to dig for it. You got to dig your own spiritual well, so to speak. And that comes by praising the Lord. As we've been hearing, that's why we praise him. You know, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And even when we first start, don't be ashamed or afraid to lift your hands and thank God. Listen, we've been saved from the wrath to come. God has blessed every one of us. He saved us, and he's called us with a high and a holy calling. We are children of God. And children of God. And I'm glad that in 1977, my heart was open to receive the Lord, and God began to move in me. And from July, I was just telling Brother George Gronsky that, from July all the way to when I was filled with the Spirit in November of that year, it was nothing but glory. I couldn't stop going to church. There was a change that took place. And so God wants to change all of us. And to you young people that are here, there's going to be a change if you'll receive it. There'll be a mighty change. God's word does not return unto him void, but he has come to change us and make us real children of God, to know that it's real. And I remember when God filled me with the Spirit, I began to walk back and forth. I don't know what happened, but you know, the Bible says, and I didn't know all the words of God, I didn't know the Bible inside out, because I was just more or less saved. But I remember in John 7, where it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And you know what a river can do? It can take a house down. We've seen that in those Weather Channel shows, and the power of water and the power of river. Don't cross it. It'll take your feet right off from underneath you, and you'll drown. But you know, there's a river that God has. And that river, as it says, shall flow out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And that is Christ within. And that's why we have this Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the joy of our ministers, that Christ will abide in you and live in you, and you'll sense him, and he'll be real. And heaven will come down, and glory will fill your soul, and you'll live in this glory. Magic place, as he said. It's not a magic place, it's a glory place. And it was said one time through, I believe it was Brother Hans Walfogel, maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't, but I never met him. But, you know, the Lord said that if we keep this place, holiness unto the Lord, it would be a vestibule of heaven on earth. And that's what happens when you step on the ground. And so this is a vestibule of heaven. God is here, for where two or three are gathered together, his name, he's in the midst. And he's in the midst to bless us, to heal us. I went through a tremendous trial this year, only a month ago. My middle son, we have six sons, died of a horrible case of cancer. For 2.5 years, he suffered and suffered. And how can I say in all things giving thanks? But I can say in all things I give thanks. I'm going to rejoice evermore. I'm going to continue to pray without ceasing. In everything I'm going to give thanks. And why? Because it's the will of God in Christ Jesus to do that. It's one of God's will that we obey him. I just want to encourage you that no matter what happens in life, whether there be a death or whether there be a marriage, God's in everything. And he's here this very day for you. You're here today. And God's got something to do for you. He's going to begin something new in your life if you'll receive it. You know, my son didn't get a chance to live a long time, but he had a wonderful 32 years, I'll tell you that. He had a woman that was his fiance, that was really his wife. He wanted to marry her, or she wanted, they wanted to get married. He said, no, I'm not going to give you my bills, a $2 million cancer bill. He wouldn't do it. But she was an angel. You never saw a woman take care of somebody like she did to him. My goodness, she never left the hospital for 2.5 years. She stayed by his side. She did more than nurses did. What love. What love. But I'm saying this for a reason. Because life is a vapor. We have time, and time is precious, folks. Young people, you know, listen, time is precious. And take every moment you can when you're in church to find God. Because only one life. Will soon be past, but only what's done for Christ will last. And that's the truth. I remember when you graduate from high school and you get your book and everybody wants to sign your book. Did you ever get that? Did you ever get your high school book and everybody going around you sign it and everybody have, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to be rich. I'm going to live on the ocean. I'm going to have two houses and I'm going to have, we all had those thoughts, you know. And but what does the Bible say about that? You know, it says that the rich man, you know, he built more barns and said, today, hey, soul, take it easy, you know. But it says, today thy soul required of thee, and then whose will those things be? You know, naked we came into the world, naked we're going to return. We can't take anything with us. I'm not saying you shouldn't aspire for things that God's put in your life, but aspire for something that's really important, and that's eternal life. Yes. And that's to be filled with the glory of God, and to know that He is real, and that He wants to live and reign within your body and change you and bless you. And so I'm not trying to give you a sad thing here. I know my son is in heaven. I'm happy for that. What I'm saying here is, folks, young people, God has a plan for your life, and life is a vapor. It goes fast. Take time to seek Him. Get filled, because when you're filled and God, and you know that He is real in your life, everything changes. Everything changes. Oh, it's such full of joy. It's peace. You can't wait to come to camp. You can't wait to pray. Yes, this is a sad time for us, but I don't know what He's, the Lord has taken this real deep sorrow. I remember when we were little, I said, could you imagine one of our kids? And I thought I'd be a disaster when one of my kids would die. And I am a disaster. But I'm also very grateful that He's in heaven, that He's saved. That means more to me than anything. And your parents really are saying the right thing to you. They want you to have more of God. And would to God we'd all have more of Him. I don't have enough. I haven't received all I want, and I'm here this weekend to get blessed. So let's really seek Him with all that we have. God's going to do His great and mighty things if you receive and
believe. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day.
Jesus makes heaven heaven. And Jesus makes pilgrim camp too, doesn't He? Hallelujah. We come and we meet Him here. When Brother John Munsing was talking about Jerusalem this morning, I thought pilgrim camp is my Jerusalem. That's where I meet God. Not just there, thank God, it's not limited to pilgrim camp. But when I read in the prophets how Jerusalem was overgrown and the walls were broken down and the temple was in disrepair and there were jackals and animals running in and out of the courts, I try to picture pilgrim camp like that. And I say, can you imagine if you came to camp and the the fences were all broken down and the windows in the lodge, and there were animals living in here, and it was filthy. And it would break your heart, because here's a place where we meet God. That's what makes camp so precious to us. And glad for a place like this. God has done something here at camp where he makes it easier for us to touch him. And we ought to take advantage of that. And I think we are doing that even tonight. Praise God. Oh, I know what it's like as a young person and as an adult, too. I've come to camp, and I kept reaching out, and just wasn't satisfied, didn't feel like I was breaking through. But all along, God was doing something for me. When I went back home, I felt the difference. Things were different. And so don't minimize what God is doing for you while you're here at camp. But just continue what you're doing. Continue more and more. Hallelujah. And God will be faithful to do his part. He always is.